Yes, it's Talking Travel, and I'm joined by Melissa Mayers today. Hello, nice
Good
to have you. And today we're talking about getting the most from our airfare. What does that mean?
So airfares are one of those things that there's lots of little perks you can get when booking certain airfares. So we'll definitely be touching on that. And also little bits and tips and tricks that you may not necessarily think about when we're in the lead up to leaving for our trip.
Oh, well, that's a good one because I'm going away soon.
That's
so I might need some advice on that and what to do. Wonderful. We're talking about getting the most from our airfares.
We are. So one of those things that comes up in the office on a regular basis, I guess, is how do we get the most out of our airfare. So there's lots of little add-ons, little bits and pieces that people may not necessarily be aware of, that before we book those international flights, we should make sure what you're actually doing for the rest of your trip. Because there's an airlines like ANA, for example, they're a Japanese-based carrier. They will allow a free internal flight within Japan. So you can do your international flight and you might be going to Osaka, for example, after you've done in Tokyo, or you're doing a trip that finishes in Osaka. You can often get that flight from Osaka back across to Tokyo for a few dollars extra tax.
Right.
So rather than buying a whole one-way flight, why not use advantage of that free flight that they have included? Airlines such as ones that go through Asia and the Middle East, so your Singapore's, Emirates, Qatar's, you can actually fly into one city and out of another. You don't have to go into London, out of London.
Ah.
There's very, very small differences in taxes. You can fly into Rome and fly home from London. You can fly into Madrid and fly home from Paris. There is no right or wrong reason. And it's not two one-way fares combining into one. It is the one ticket. The difference you see is actually in the taxes. The actual fare itself is the same, but you definitely, rather than having to fly your way, get a one-way flight back up into London or back to Rome,
adding
take
extra onto
yeah,
your
that's it. It's another
money,
few hundred
yeah.
dollars by the time you convert it over. So that's definitely a great way of making some savings. There's also airlines out there that will offer a free stopover. So what that means is they will give you a night's accommodation in that location. So Turkish, if you book business with them or some of their higher categories, will give you a free night's accommodation in Istanbul. It gives you a chance to explore the city, go and see, have a break. And there's multiple airlines that do those sort of free stopovers, which is a great way of having a nice add-on. And also in this subject of stopovers, even if it's not included, you can, if you've always wanted to do Singapore for 5 nights but don't necessarily want to just buy a flight to Singapore, fly over and then fly back via one of these locations. And you can add that on as an additional add-on to your trip. It doesn't cost anything extra to add on that little bit of a difference, which is nice. This is also the same. The USA is another great one. They, as we have to fly into ports or airports such as Los Angeles, San Fran, these are where our first stop is when we get there. You can actually use that as a stop and then add a flight to New York, to Boston, wherever it is, drive your way to the next location, then fly from Boston or New York or wherever, New Orleans, wherever that destination might be, and fly back to San Fran, LA, and visit all of those locations on the one ticket rather than buying lots of tickets. And also means your luggage is the same weight limit, same inclusions the whole way around. So it's just little bits and pieces that allow us to make the most of those airfares rather than going, oh, there's a great one-way or great return fare. By the time we have that great fare, potentially by the time we add in the other things, we can actually save money by putting it all on one ticket for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it is worth to sort of planning that sort of bigger picture of what the trip might look like and building it from there, because it's definitely worth it. And you can often save a lot of money by doing so.
We all want to save money, that's for sure.
Oh, 100%. Any way to save, I'd prefer to spend the money on the destination than getting there.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd prefer to do that day trip or stay in that hotel than spend it on baggage at the airport.
For sure.
I guess the other thing we're going to discuss today is also talking about little tips and tricks that we're looking at when we're talking about getting ready to travel. As a travel agent, I've definitely call it a flight terror in a way. You have nightmares about what can get people denied boarding or things like that.
Yeah, things you don't think about.
That's it. And I mean, some of the most common ones we see is not having enough validity on your passport. Most countries, not all, I'm going to say a good 80% of them need 6 months on your return date. So you need to make sure that when you're booking that trip 10 months in advance, what's the passport expiry date? Yeah, it looks great now, but I'm not coming back till 12 months because I'm away for two. Wait, I'm now outside. And they can turn you around and they won't let you board if you don't have enough validity on your passports.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's one of those things that I wish I had an answer for, because there is actually 6 perfectly good months on that passport. And it's not every country, but it's better to work on that 6 months and you go from there. The other thing with passports is our names. Make sure that your airline ticket is as per your passport. Some airlines don't care about our middle names. Some do. If you go by Bob, but your actual birth name is Michael, you need to make sure your ticket says Michael, not Bob, because okay. I can tell you now, you're not getting on board.
Right. Okay. Good times, great music too, in URFM 103.7. We're talking travel and we're talking about preparing for a trip. Now, Melissa, what other things do we need to think about?
So I guess one of the other things we think about is, how are we staying in touch with our family once we're over there? How is the provider, my transfer, my hotel, like how am I contacting these locations? WhatsApp has become extremely popular across multiple countries and also very easy to use with your Australian number, so eSIMs. So rather than buying a SIM card when you're getting there, an eSIM is great. And these are something you can set up online before you actually leave. You don't have to, and they're quite cheap, they're quite good, the receptions are great, you pick where you're going, easy done. The other thing with the eSIMs is that it's great. Like, you can keep using your WhatsApp as it is. You don't need a new number. You don't. So it's great for your family and friends. Also, in terms of electronics and things like that, adapters. How are we charging our phone, cameras?
I just thought about that recently because I'm obviously going to the UK. And so instead of buying one, actually I had one from years ago. So I found that, but I thought, I might need more than one, but I don't really want to buy any. So I checked with other relatives who've mm-hmm. been to the UK and I'm like, can I borrow your adapter? So there you go, save some money that way.
And the other thing is, if you don't have someone that has an adapter, power board. Take a power board, plug it into your power adapter, and now you've got 4 or 5 plugs with one adapter.
You're a genius.
I know.
Wow.
It's someone else actually told me that. It wasn't me, but I'll just claim it. It's one of those things that rather than buy, because the adapters can be quite expensive.
Yeah.
So buy one adapter and that $5 power board that will get you through that trip. Also buy before you get to the airport. Mm. Go to your local shops and grab it from your department stores, your chemists, whoever it is that has it, mm-hmm. and they're easily a good $10 to $15 cheaper than what you'll get them.
Everything's more expensive
at the airport. 100%. But definitely, if you have forgotten to get to the airport, still get it there, because getting it overseas with our plug can be very, very hard, and then you're left scrambling. Obviously, then taking your cords, things like that. When we're also travelling, we also need to think about visas and arrival cards. We sort of touched on this the other day in terms of the fact that a lot of countries are going into electronic arrival cards. What this means is that little card you filled in when you get to on the plane, the hostie walks around giving you those little cards, they are becoming a thing of the past.
Right.
So these are things you'll actually complete at home, on your computer, on your phone. Even when you're coming back, it could be in the hotel before you board that flight to Singapore, because this is definitely a location I know needs it, you're filling out that form and it's basically the same questions, just in an online format. And often it gives you a QR code and you scan it when you get to that airport.
I think I did that for Bali.
Yeah,
as well.
Bali has one. There's a lot of countries that have it these days. The other one is the visas. So visas are so important, because these are something will stop you from going. So, and also using the correct websites. Don't trust Google to give you the correct website. The one I actually personally love using, and I cannot recommend it enough, is Smart Traveller.
Yes.
Reason I love Smart Traveller is it's government run. We can trust it. You literally go into, say, you might say United States. You go in. There's a section that's called visas. There's on the side. You click that drop down. It goes into travel and visas. From that, you can then click the actual link that will take you to that website. It's the right website. It's the same with the UK. It's the same with Canada. It's the same with Vietnam, India, all these places where we need to fill out a form before we get there. They're taking you to the legitimate website, not a third party that's going to charge you an additional $100, $200, or just take your money and not give you anything. These are the websites that we can trust, know that you're going to get the right ones. They're the ones we go to as agents to know that we're getting to those right sites, because we want to make sure. And it's where it's also you can get the arrival cards. Does the destination I'm going to have an arrival card? Can I fill this out? So these arrival cards often can't be completed till 3 days to 24 hours prior to arrival. So they're not something you can do months in advance, things like that. But as I said, make sure, check Smart Traveller. They are great for that side of things. And that's even the same with the warnings. Like, they are the best ones. I guess one of my other things is currency.
Oh, yes.
Currency is another thing that we think about, we talk about it, but we don't necessarily take it. So I would always recommend taking a little bit of the currency, just for the reason being, if you want to get a drink, but you don't necessarily want to have to tap your card, because every time we tap our card, we get a fee.
Mm.
But all I want is a bottle of water, and I want a can of drink, whatever that might be. It's easier to pay in cash. Also, paying tips. Cash is always a lot easier in locations where you're tipping along the way. People always ask, how much cash should I take? My favourite answer to that is, how long's a piece of string? Because it's really up an individual basis. Also, if you can't get the foreign currency of where you're going here in Australia, USD and euros are quite readily accepted around the world. So take that USD with you and get it converted into the local currency, especially like in places like Africa, where we don't necessarily have a lot of all their currencies, but they will quite happily exchange the USD, whereas they won't exchange.
When you say USD, you're talking about US dollars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Let our banks know that we're traveling. Tell them. There's often, these days, it's all online.
Actually, yes. I went into my bank and I let them know, and they showed me inside the app that you can actually just say, hey, I'm going here. I'm going to be gone for this long. So they know.
100%. And like it allows you to put in multiple countries. It allows you to do all of that. Sometimes people say take a currency card so you don't have to worry about your actual bank account. So your currency card can be linked to your bank account as well, so you can transfer from your everyday account into your currency card. This also means that you're not getting charged transaction fees every time you use your card. So that adds up every time we use a card. ATM fees, if you're going to take cash out, make sure that we're not taking out lots of small amounts, because every time you get a fee, and some of them can be insane, like absolutely crazy. There was one in Brazil where the fee I had was over 30 Australian dollars. I'm like, this is nuts, but I needed the cash. And it's definitely one of those things we need to think about.
Okay. And I guess if you are traveling with lots of money,
maybe, be safe, spread be it safe. Around.
That's right. Spread it around. Hide it in your bra I don't know.
Bra, socks,
get
shoes.
One of those things.
The money
that
belt.
You can strap. Yes, that's what I was going to say. One of those things you strap to your stomach. Yeah.
That's it. Or use the safe in the hotel.
That's a good idea as well. All right. To NURFM on air, online and on your smartphone. This is Talking Travel, and it's time for Hot Deals.
Hot Deals. Celebrity Cruises save 75% off second guest. Booking window is from now until the 27th of August. Select sailings from now until May 2028 for their winter sale. Bench Africa, save up to $3,245 per person off Magic Mara, 9 nights luxury accommodation, tented camps, four-wheel drive game drives, hot air ballooning. We then also actually have Club Med. Club Med has an air and land package up to 30% off, including return transfers, all meals at Club Med Phuket and Club Med Bintan. Book between now and the 21st of August. Colette Explorations, we have an early bird sale, up to 20% off their small group touring. Booking between now and the 31st of August for travelling between September 2026 and June 2028.
Right, quite a few there.
There is. Imagine Cruising, 23-night cruise package, including flights, transfers, taxes, 12 nights aboard the Queen Elizabeth, 12 nights on an Emerald River cruise, saving up to $3,440 per couple on the 23-night package. We also then have a wine and wilderness escape where you can save up to $2,830 per sign me up per person. Nine nights, luxury safari accommodation and boutique hotels. With Bench Africa. And that's, I've spat through them as normal at 100 miles an hour. One of these days I will slow it down.
That's all right. So a few deals to look at there. Now, before we go, any other tips that you'd like to add?
One of my go-to tips is when we're at the luggage carousel.
Yes.
Everyone's bags are blue, black, red, and they all look exactly the same. Some people put the ties around them. Me personally, I go to Spotlight, I buy some ribbon, and I actually tie some coloured ribbon or a ribbon pattern on one of my handles.
So I was told that having a ribbon can, that some people don't like that at the airports because it gets caught.
Yeah, but I've done it a few times. I don't go huge ribbon. I make it quite bunched
nice and tight,
but it does stand out.
Another idea is stickers.
Stickers.
Put some stickers on your suitcase.
100% hunt stickers if you've got a hard case. It's just one of those things because they all, especially when we're all coming out of Australia, we all go to the same locations to buy our suitcases. Mm-hmm. They do look similar, and it's just important to have those recognising features on our suitcases. Other people also, in terms of cases, air tags. You can put an air tag in your bag, and that way if your luggage does go missing, you can actually look for it on your phone and know exactly where it is.
How does that work?
Well, air tags, I believe the way they work is they are GPS, like that they just...
They're just a little tag that goes on your
suitcase. Yeah, people put them on
suitcase.
Their car. Yeah, or no, you put it in your case. Some people put it on their car keys, some people put it on, and you can just literally look up on your phone and it will tell you where your case is and your keys and all these sort of things.
And can you just get one of those at an electronics store
or
something?
Yeah, like I think I saw them at Officeworks, you can get a pack of three.
Right, like, okay.
I'm sure you can get them lots of places, but they're just one of those things that you can 100% definitely, if you're worried about your luggage and things like that, just little bits and pieces that you can put in it. And then obviously next week, to give a little teaser, we're off to the USA.
Fantastic. All right, look forward to that. Thank you very much, Melissa Mayers.